It is like children who sit in marketplaces and call to one another. We played the flute for you, but you did not dance. We sang a dirge, but you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they said, he is possessed by a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they said, look, he is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. But wisdom is vindicated by her works. The Gospel of the Lord. As I said in our opening today, we take a break from the purple, which is always a good thing, and celebrate the memorial of St. John of the Cross, a very famous priest and doctor of the church who's written some very powerful spiritual books and spiritual writings. He's considered one of the spiritual giants of the church, if you will. And a little bit about John. He met Teresa of Avila, and like her, vowed himself to the rule of the Carmelites. Now talk about a dynamic duo, St. John of the Cross and Teresa of Avila, two powerhouses of the church coming together for sure. And one of his goals was to bring about reform to the religious order, to bring back, to kind of go back to the basics in a sense, and get the religious brothers living according to what the rule of the Carmelites was meant to be. Over time, you know, rules get stretched and tweaked and things like that, and he wanted reform. But of course, anytime you try to reform something, what happens? You're met with opposition. People don't like change. Those who might be taking advantage of some of those stretchings of the rules don't like it. And so it was here that he would experience the cross, one of many ways he would experience the cross, as he sat month after month in his dark, damp, and narrow cell with only God to talk to. Yet it was in this setting, in that cell, that John wrote poetry and in a sense came to life. And again, we see this paradox of life coming from the cross. And so John is very unique as a mystic poet, expressing in his prison cross the happiness and the joy of that mystical union with God, which he wrote about in a book called Spiritual Canticle. But really, some of you may have read some of his works or know of him or heard of him from his popularity, but what St. John of the Cross really teaches us is the gospel paradox, that the cross leads to resurrection. Agony leads to happiness. Darkness leads to light, and denial of self to union with God. John exemplified what it meant to be a fool for the cross, as St. Paul wrote, and how to save your life by losing your life. This is why he is called St. John of the Cross. And so reflecting on all of this, which I did a couple days ago, to be honest with you, as I say this, that reflection doesn't seem to fit this morning. But as I speak of St. John of the Cross, and we think of the cross leading to resurrection, how fitting that is we, the Daily Mass community that love Marianne, find out the news today that we celebrate such a saint, that we celebrate a man who knew that, and you know, Marianne had her physical agonies, we all know, and never let it affect her happiness, but what providence it is that this morning we can pray to St. John of the Cross as we now bear this difficult cross, especially before the holidays, and to entrust Marianne to her and realize that the cross isn't the end. Agony, darkness, all these things, and some of the things we feel this morning are by no means the end, as unpleasant as they are, but rather they're transformative. Because when we look back there to the cross, which is the greatest instrument of torture and death that we know even to this day, that story doesn't end there. And so for us, when our death isn't the end of us, rather, we make our way down this aisle, we journey to this beautiful mosaic, to the resurrection. There's a reason that we have both. And there's a reason that the symbolism that we start at the crucifix in the back and come forward in procession to the resurrection. So as we look at our life, as we look at Mary Ann's life, I think that's really, really what we celebrate. And so what I'd like to do now is just take, I'm going to cut my homily short, and just take a minute or two and pray for Mary Ann and pray for her through the intercession of St. John of the Cross, the saint that we celebrate today, and a man who knew that resurrection and eternal life. St. John of the Cross, pray for us.